Hey, it's Emmy Mack here with your hard and heavy headlines. So Foo Fighters have just announced a show at Madison Square Garden in New York City, and it's kind of a big deal because it's going to be the first full capacity concert at the 20,000 cap venue since COVID. Yeah, and fans don't need to socially distance or wear masks. They just need to have had the COVID jab. Very interesting sign of where we're headed in the world. That's happening on June 20. Good news, maggots. We've got an update on Slipknot's new album. So Clown reckons the follow-up to 2019's We Are Not Your Kind could be ready by the end of next month. Yeah, so we did an interview with a US radio station where he also described the album as God music, saying, quote, "It's the center of the beast for me. This is a whole other element." Bit of news if you're into Pantera. The Ohio venue where guitarist Dimebag Darrell was shot dead is set to be demolished to make way for an affordable housing development. Anthrax are releasing a graphic novel based on their third studio album, Among the Living, and an all-star cast of guest writers, including Rob Zombie, Slipknot's Corey Taylor, and My Chemical Romance's Gerard Way, are all penned stories for it. That one's out on July 6. And Linkin Park have become the first nu metal band to have a song pass 1 billion streams on Spotify. Which song, you ask? I'll give you a hint. It was off Hybrid Theory. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had too far to lose it all. That's it for now. Keep up to date, and for all the latest rock, punk, and metal news, keep it locked on Triple M Hard and Heavy.